news today that American warplanes began attacking ISIS targets in Libya. The Pentagon says the strikes come at the request of the fledgling government attempting to form in Libya.
And we'll continue to follow that story. But meanwhile, the dispute between Donald Trump and the parents of a fallen Muslim American soldier continued today after the couple criticized Trump at the DNC. While Khizr Khan and his wife Ghazala were speaking on CNN this morning, Trump tweeted, "Mr. Khan, who does not know me, viciously attacked me from the stage of the DNC and is now all over TV doing the same. Nice." Asked to respond, Khan said this.
"I really want to maintain mine and my family's dignity. I spoke what was appropriate. And if he's watching, just imagine there was no need to comment."
In a statement this morning, Republican Senator John McCain said the Republican nomination does not give Trump unfettered license to defame those who are the best among us. Joining us right now, Arizona Republican Senator Jeff Flake. Welcome back to Here and Now.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
And you have not yet commented publicly on this. What do you think?
Well, it's just another one in a long line of very inappropriate statements that the Republican nominee has made. And it seems to be consistent with what he said before about other groups.
What do you think of what he has been saying on Twitter in response to Mr. Khan and Mrs. Khan speaking out in interviews? Like one of the tweets this morning was, "This story is not about Mr. Khan, who is all over the place doing interviews, but rather radical Islamic terrorism and the U.S. Get smart."
Well, I don't think that's what it's about at all. Here's a man who lost a son. And feels that that Mr. Trump isn't where he should be, and is expressing his right to criticize the nominee. Every nominee for office, whether it's a president or Senate or House, will undergo some criticism. But to respond the way that Donald Trump has responded is completely inappropriate.
The Khans have also called on other Republicans to do what you're doing and to denounce what Trump has said about this. Do you think that you've heard enough of that from your fellow Republicans? Do you want to hear more from Speaker Ryan or Mitch McConnell, the Senate Majority Leader, or even Trump's running mate, Mike Pence, who I know you're very fond of?
Well, I'm not going to go through and try to search out what everybody has said. If we were required to distance ourselves from every comment that Donald Trump makes, that would consume much of our time. And there is, I think, appropriately, a lot of outrage out there.
There was an extensive statement from your fellow Arizona Republican Senator John McCain today. Now, John McCain will remember about a year ago, Trump went after McCain, saying that he liked people who weren't captured in war, which drew a lot of outrage, but in the end didn't stop Donald Trump's march to the nomination. Do you think that this one is going to be like that and like many others, and it really is not going to offend the people who are supporting Donald Trump?
Well, I think in the end, it will matter. And I've said before, I don't believe that Donald Trump can win if he continues to say the things that he has said. I don't think that he should win if he continues to say the things that he said. He's got to change directions. It's growing a little late in the game for him to do so. But hope springs eternal.
Well, if you say you don't think that he should win if he said the things that he said, why have you also said that you're not going to vote for the person who's running against him, Hillary Clinton?
Well, there will be other people on the ballot, and you could have the opportunity to write somebody in as well. You know, people like me are in a tough spot. Obviously, we don't want to vote for Hillary Clinton. We know her record. A lot of us, you know, don't want to go that direction, but cannot see voting for a man who continues to make the kind of statements that he's made and also espouse the kind of positions that he's taken.
There was a big article about you in Politico the other day that you're in some sort of political purgatory right now because you've spoken out so much against Donald Trump. Are you worried if he becomes president that you're going to be kind of persona non grata in Washington?
No, I'm not. I don't worry about that. He's going to do what he's going to do, and I just have to do what I have to do.
Have you gotten threats of retribution from the Trump campaign?
Nothing that hasn't been said publicly. Hmm. In the meeting in the Senate, he did mention that he would work against me.
So what would you like to see now, Senator Flake? How do we move past this moment in the campaign?
Well, I would hope that he would come out and just say, I'm sorry. The statements I've made against this man and his family are inappropriate. I shouldn't have made them. I'm going to move on. He has never apologized to John McCain for that statement or to other POWs or people who were captured, people that simply won't admit that they've made a mistake and move on. There's something wrong there. And then going forward, I hope that he reconsiders a number of the positions he's taken. Like I said, it's not just the words he's spoken, it's the positions with regard to NATO, with regard to immigration reform, with regard to the Muslim ban. These are positions that need to change as well. He seems to walk back at times on certain positions, but then sometimes goes right back to where he was. And so I think that a number of things has to change, both if he wants to win and if he should win and assume that office.
That's Senator Jeff Flake, a Republican from Arizona. Senator, thanks so much for joining us once again.
You bet.